Moving to the broader AI landscape, Xiaomi's announcement of their MiMo model claiming 1,000 tokens per second performance is generating serious attention. Marcus, the performance claims here are extraordinary if they're legitimate.
Sarah, the numbers are almost too good to believe. 1,000 tokens per second would represent roughly a 10x improvement over current production systems. From a business perspective, this kind of performance improvement would fundamentally change the economics of AI deployment. You could serve the same workload with 1/10 the hardware.
The technical architecture they're describing involves some interesting innovations in parallel processing and what they're calling tile-based inference. The idea is to break model computation into smaller, independent chunks that can be processed simultaneously across multiple chips. But the memory bandwidth requirements for this approach are staggering.
What's particularly intriguing is Xiaomi positioning this as a commercial offering rather than just research. They're essentially claiming they can deliver GPT-4 class capabilities with ChatGPT-3 class latency and cost. If true, this would force every major AI provider to completely rethink their infrastructure strategy.
The timing is suspicious, though. Coming right after Apple's Google partnership announcement, this feels like Chinese companies demonstrating they can compete directly with Western AI infrastructure. The geopolitical subtext here is that China doesn't need to rely on American foundation models if they can achieve superior performance with domestic alternatives.
We should be skeptical of these performance claims until we see independent verification. The AI industry has a history of benchmark gaming and carefully selected test scenarios. But even if the real-world performance is half what they're claiming, it would still be industry-leading.
Meanwhile, OpenCV5's release is a more concrete development with immediate implications for computer vision applications. This isn't about foundation models. It's about the fundamental tools that developers use for image processing, object detection, and visual analysis.
OpenCV has been the backbone of computer vision for over 2 decades, so a major version release affects virtually every industry using visual AI, from autonomous vehicles to medical imaging to manufacturing quality control. The performance improvements they're claiming could make previously impossible real-time applications feasible.
The new neural network module integration is particularly significant. They're essentially making it trivial to incorporate modern deep learning models into traditional computer vision pipelines. This bridges the gap between classical image processing and modern AI, which could accelerate adoption in industries that have been hesitant to fully embrace deep learning.
From an economic perspective, OpenCV's open source nature means these performance improvements flow directly to every company using computer vision. Unlike foundation model improvements that companies like OpenAI monetize directly, OpenCV enhancements become public goods that benefit the entire ecosystem.
The hardware acceleration improvements are crucial too. OpenCV 5 includes optimizations for everything from mobile ARM processors to specialized AI chips. As edge computing becomes more important, having efficient computer vision that can run on constrained hardware opens up entirely new application categories.
Looking at the Hacker News discussion, there's particular excitement about the real-time object tracking improvements. Industries like retail analytics, sports broadcasting, and security systems have been waiting years for these capabilities to become computationally feasible at scale.
What's interesting is how these different announcements connect. Apple's AI architecture will likely rely heavily on computer vision for contextual understanding. Xiaomi's performance claims matter most for real-time visual processing, and OpenCV 5 provides the foundation layer that makes it all possible. The entire visual AI stack is advancing simultaneously,